I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL Unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us on the program this evening. Yes, as we kick things off here, all last hour we're talking about the Utah Jazz, and man, it's just as I'm still intrigued by Tom Thibodeau winning Coach of the Year. And we were just starting to kind of talk about it a little bit a few minutes ago, Scott, and Tom Thibodeau winning Coach of the Year, I'm okay with it. I think that Jazz fans over the years have, and he's the New York Knicks head coach, takes him to the playoffs for the first time in for a long time, first winning season in a long, long time. And if you're going to do that in New York, where the NBA offices are and where I think really the epicenter of basketball is obviously on the East Coast and in New York. That's going to be more impressive than a quote-unquote flyover state. Quinn Snyder, the thing is Quinn Snyder has been good.
Wait. Are you saying that you should give it to him because the media is
I'm saying larger, I get why.
Well, no, that's a bad reason.
It's not
to
about
have
giving it because it's big. I'm saying I know why
Your team was okay. They were average. They were better than, like, the worst. And that means you're the coach of the year? like, why isn't it for the best team? Why isn't it? I mean, the Utah Jazz had a massive jump.
Well, they were giving, like, well, yeah.
I mean, it's the same jump, right?
Or I don't think it's the same jump.
Look, if someone should own it, it should be in Phoenix.
Yeah, Monty Williams did a good job down in Phoenix. I think that that's an award that, who really cares about the coach?
It's a miscongeniality award.
Well, no,
it's like, you did a nice job. Okay. You were better.
Are you more offended? Are you more offended by?
I'm fighting for Quinn Snyder
by
here.
Well, it's already over. Are you more offended by Quinn Snyder not winning that?
I'm offended by it. Then,
speaking of miscongeniality,
offended. I don't care.
If you were Damian Lillard, you should be offended by the fact that you won Teammate of the Year.
Is that what he won?
He won the Teammate of the Year. Damian Lillard. And my thing is this. How does the team now?
Is that an award?
Yes, it is. It's
yeah, but who sponsors it?
It's the Twyman Stokes Teammate of the Year.
It's like one of those fake national championships in football.
I'm trying to think because at the same time, like when I was playing basketball growing up, the guy who would shoot every time from half court was considered the worst teammate.
Right.
Now, but the thing is that Damian Lillard makes a lot of those, so then he's suddenly the best teammate. Are they saying like does he buy everybody sandwiches?
Right.
Like in the locker room? I'm not sure what makes the there's also this one. Devin Booker won the NBA Cares Award.
Cares about what?
No, he cares. The community. It's a community award. It's a Walter Payton like Man of the Year kind of thing. It's like what
humanitarian award of the year. Why don't they say it like that?
Well, how about this one? Fine.
What, is he the only person that cares? He cares more than someone else?
How about this one? There's the NBA.
NBA has bad
Drew awards. Holiday. Drew Holiday won the sportsmanship award, the NBA sportsmanship award.
What, do you have the least amount of technicals during the regular season?
I mean, what other awards?
How do you deserve that award?
Yeah.
Like, do you have to politic for that? Do you have to just be really nice?
By the way, Quinn Snyder not winning the Coach of the Year, like, it wasn't even close. It was super close between Monty Williams and Tom Thibodeau, between New York and Phoenix, because the biggest win-loss total swing was right there. Steve Nash got votes in Brooklyn. I mean, it's just showing up. If you're in New York and you have a winning team over there, then you're gonna get.
Yeah,
but I think you can't
win the award if you have all the best players.
Tom Thibodeau didn't. They
didn't do that good.
Yeah, I didn't think
it wasn't like
well.
They were great. Oh,
but
wow,
do you remember that one year when the Jazz were 42-40, a year that they had nobody? Supposed to be a rebuild year. Jerry Sloan. Took them to the playoffs in a year that they had no business going to the playoffs. They had no business having a winning record, and he was second in the coach of the year ranks that year as well. I don't know. I mean, these awards don't matter. The ones that really matter, league MVP is massive. Sixth man of the year, I think, is a big one. Maybe I'm just saying that because the Jazz.
It's like the best supporting actor.
Yeah, yes.
It's like actor, best supporting actor.
It's a big deal, but it's like, yeah, but you're not the MVP.
You know, like best foreign language film.
Yeah.
That's
best short. Yeah. And then you go, they didn't do anything. Here's my question, though. None of these, or here's what I want to say. There's none of these matter at all because in the end, the playoffs, if they end early for the Jazz, it's going to be a bust of a season. If it ends before, if the playoffs for the Jazz end with this Clippers series in a fizzle out in the Western Conference semis, it's a massive letdown because you were the best team in the West all year long, and if you finish with just a top four finish in the West, it's not good enough. And I know not having Mike Conley these first couple games is going to be really tough. I don't know if it's going to be the first couple games. I mean, tomorrow he's listed as questionable. And Ben Anderson pointed out earlier in the program, that means that it's not looking good probably for game one. And so do you have him sit out?
He's a helpful asset.
How good was he against Memphis, man, when Donovan was out?
I know.
I mean, he's just – it was the Mike Conley that we were hoping for last year, and we're getting him now. And, of course, now he's injured. And I just – it makes me – you know, I just go, man, can you believe? All these awards are being given out. Quinn Snyder gets shorted the Coach of the Year award. But none of it matters anyway because we only care if the Jazz can get to those Western Conference and to the NBA Finals. I don't know if winning a championship is in the cards, but they should at least get to that point. You've got to be the best team in the West. You've been it all year.
Clearly, winning is the most important thing. I get it. But I also think that you need to get the respect you're owed. And I think what Quinn Snyder has done here in Utah has been remarkable. And so I just think there should be some acknowledgement for that. I get the whole, yes, we should have.
He got acknowledgement. That's podium finish. He got third place. That's a bronze.
That's the lowest spot on the podium. you don't see people in a Wheaties box with a bronze medal.
I know.
You see Michael Phelps with like 10 gold medals.
I know.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, it's just like bronze is like. Seriously, it's like getting a penny. It's like the pennies are worthless. They don't even count anymore.
Scott, our being vaccinated granted us the before we get out, I wanted to bring this up. Our vaccines granted us the luxury of being in the building together for the last couple weeks, right?
Right.
It's been good.
Yeah.
We could even get maybe a Krispy Kreme donut out of it. That's a really good thing, like you've pointed out.
Yeah, but we're not going to get.
What if you're John Rahm and you missed out probably on $1.6 million because you didn't get vaccinated?
That just breaks my heart. Seriously, it's just like
he's winning this thing by six strokes going in after the third round.
Yeah.
He goes in and he tests positive for COVID on the course as he's coming off. They go, by the way, you're disqualified.
Yeah. Nice round, nice six shot lead right. After three rounds, but it's over for you. You're done.
I'm trying to think if there's a worse. I mean, guys have missed out on you know, they've folded. You know, they just haven't played well. Think of Greg Norman, the times he melted down, right? But he at least finished second and got $1 million. You know, John Rahm, could have gotten that Crystal Trophy there at the Village Golf Club
and the
in
Memorial
Muirfield.
Is a special tournament.
It's a big deal.
You want to win that.
It's a big deal. And he could have gotten $1.6, $1.7 million for that win. And somebody even said, it looks like it was a bad business decision for John Rahm not to get vaccinated. Because they asked him, did you get your vaccine? He goes, nah. Nah. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back. Hey, we've got Lakers and Suns about to tip off here in a moment. Excuse me. Lakers are out. I misspoke, Scott. Did you know the Lakers have been eliminated? I just wanted to bring it up again. The Nuggets-Suns, game one coming up in just a little while. We'll take the break here. Jeremiah Jensen from KSL5 Television is going to join us next. Right here in studio. Stay right here with us on KSL.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.